This is a Lush and Lace audio sneak peek for listeners 18 years and older. Oh, didn't make the cut, did you? It's very hard for any man to make the cut as vice principal here. But I guess Mrs. Schultz, the principal, explained that to you already, didn't she? And gave you your walking papers? I guess I should feel a little guilty. I think my very short skirt and very tight uniform top was really distracting for you, wasn't it? Oh, don't give me that. I saw you tuck your chair under the desk. Mrs. Schultz did, too. She's not a stupid woman. She doesn't hire male vice principals on the whole, but it would be sexist not for her to grant you an interview. And if I just happened to walk by and drop my pencil and bent over to pick it up, she was waiting for your reaction. Well, of course it was a setup. We can't have pervs becoming vice principal of an all-girls Catholic school. What are you doing? Let me up! You can't just push me down over the trunk of your car like this! What is wrong with you? Punish me? Oh, you've got to be kidding. You really think I'm a student here? I mean, I know I look young and hot, but we wouldn't put our students around a perv like you. Ah! Oh, get off of me, asshole! You just don't get it, do you? I'm a fellow teacher. I just happen to have the best body out of all the staff members. The biggest tits and the sexiest ass. When I put on one of the uniforms from the Lost and Found, well, potential vice president candidates like you just can't resist because you're so weak and gullible. Ah, God, let go of my hair. What the hell? Ah, just when we are getting to the good part. To hear the rest of this dirty tale, join my Patreon or Subscribestar.